This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Explaining why people are attracted to certain things can be impossible. Take this for example. It's a website called Crying While Eating. It's a collection of short videos of people crying while eating. The site has become a cult favorite, generating some 15 million hits in the past month, much to the astonishment of its creator, Daniel Engber. Daniel also writes for our partners at Slate Magazine. He joins us from New York. And Daniel, first of all, crying while eating, how did you come up with that and why did you create that website?
Well, I created the website with a friend of mine for a contest to see who can design the site that attracts the most visitors in a 3-week period.
So you thought, people like to watch people crying while eating? I mean, it seems like it's sort of an odd topic to come up with for a website.
Right. Well, I had it in my head that something to do with eating could be funny. So I thought, well, what if we did something like that about people eating? And my friend and collaborator on the project remembered a game that he used to play at camp when he was a little kid, where they would just eat things and then pretend to cry. So we just talked about it. We thought, oh, this has all the elements. It'll be kind of funny. It's bizarre, and it'll have that element of people look at it and say, what is this? Why are people doing this? And it's such an easy and simple concept that people in that Bored at Work network can just click right on it, understand what's going on without really understanding it, and pass it along.
It generated some 15 million hits during the course of a month. How did it become such a hit so fast?
I'm not really sure. We had some free publicity for it, in a sense, because it was part of this contest, and the contest had a website. And it turns out that, you know, this contest was known, bloggers were interested in this thing because bloggers are interested in these contagious websites. They chose a few from the list that they liked and posted to their websites, and right out of the gate, we just had a huge peak of I think it was 50,000 people saw it the first day. And it had already been seen by so many people by the time I got around to sending emails out to my friends. And when I did send those emails out, people were coming back to me and saying, oh, I already heard about this. This is you?
Wow. And so did you win the contest?
No. We came in second place. A hoax website, which was a company that purported to sell high-tech women's underwear with GPS tracking technology built, sewn in, became really popular overseas. So we didn't even see it coming. And then, you know, in a matter of a couple of days, they were in first place.
Just like that. And,
yeah.
And they took the prize away from you.
And they took the prize away from us.
The website is cryingwhileeating.com. Daniel Engber is the creator of it. He also writes for our partners at Slate.com, at least now, before he becomes an internet millionaire. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Thank you, Madeline.
I'm